Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We got Brett Brown on the line. I got to go to Brett Brown.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, the head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers, also giving us something to be thankful for this year, is Brett Brown. How you doing, Brett?
I'm doing great, Angel. How are you?
You really are, Brett. Four tough years. Is it a lot different this year?
Well, it is. You know, you go into the building. First, there are no seats available. I think the season is sold out. And, you know, we can touch Ben Simmons and Joel and look at the surrounding cast. It's quite a bit different.
I mean, I got to – let me start with Simmons because he's a rookie, but he doesn't look like one, Brett. We waited an extra year to see him. Tell us what you're seeing from this kid so early in his career.
I mean, we identified him. When I first saw him play at LSU, and you know my history with his family. I've known his family for his whole life. Yeah, I felt like he was a point guard. I felt like he had an instinct to pass the ball, and the outlier was, well, you know, he's 6'10", so it didn't sound right. And I think the start of the year, he has not displeased. He is a point guard at heart. We've learned he has the skill to deliver on the position. And I think that the poise that we see him play with has caught everybody off guard. As you just said, and I'm with you, he does not act or play like a rookie.
No, the thing is, Brett, everybody thought you were nuts. And then we watched him play, and we went, wow, it works. And there are advantages to be 6'10 and a point guard as well. Did you get a lot of people telling you, maybe even your old buddy Greg Popovich said to you, what are you, nuts, Brett?
I mean, I think Larry Brown mentioned something earlier, and it's all good. It's like I understand it because of his height. I think if he was 6'4", the conversation wouldn't probably have gained momentum. But it's all good, and you know, I stand by what I said, and that's part of, you know, being a coach. You got to try to find a way you think the game should be played, or put you guys in a position to play. And that's what I saw. That's what I felt. I had the knowledge of his family background, all that. And I'm thrilled that we've done it. I think it's a game changer for us and for him. And I think the next step is just continuing to grow sort of the intellectual side of the game. You know, time, score, who needs the ball, situations. Because he's been a four-man his whole life.
Yep.
And I think he's done a hell of a...
Hey, Brett, in year two, Joel Embiid, give us your read on what we're seeing from that young man right now.
Well, he's exceeding expectations all over the place. Let's just start with minutes played and games played. You know, if you had told me he was going to be playing the volume of games and the minutes that I'm allowing him to play at the start of the year, I would have hugged you. And he has no right, like, to be playing, I think, this well, because he missed all of training camp, you know, all of September. He really doesn't practice with us that much. We're trying to groom him back into a physical shape, and real-time game time is his only sort of mechanism to generate a higher level of fitness and get his cardio up. And so think about that. Like, your world is go play NBA games, and then, you know, we take care of him in between, and it'll be different as we move him forward sometime after, you know, I think before Christmas. But wow, has he been special.
Well, the thing I'm wondering about, Brett, you're trying to win every game. You are, it appears, a playoff team now. Is it hard when the medical people say to you, we want to sit him out a game? Do you give them any, you know, friction on that? Do you say to them, come on, I got to win this game? How does that play out?
No, I don't. And it's been sort of what I've had to do over all the years. You know, you're always trying to find what's best for the organization, what's best for the player. At times, that doesn't help the end game cause, as you accurately said, trying to win games. But you can manage it differently. You know, last year I used to look up at a clock and know that, like, I had four-minute sections for Joel because he could play four-minute segments, and worst, he would do the same. And so, like, you know, you just, it's an unnatural playing rhythm. It's an unnatural substitution rhythm. Sometimes games could go into overtime, and you'd already spent your money, so you had to sit him. There's more wiggle room this year with a word they call loading, you know, just the judgment of how much is he exerting himself in a game. There's all these metrics and, you know, ways to judge that. And whatever moves the program, whatever moves him forward, where ultimately he's ours for a long time, and we can deliver him responsibly to March and April.
Hey, Brett, I'm really curious because the other night he did that flop. It was hilarious. The fans loved it. He gestured for them. But I was just wondering how you thought about it, because then the next time the officials see that, are they not going to give him the tack? What'd you think of the flop he did, which he firmly acknowledged afterwards in the game the other night?
I mean, you always walk this line with Joel where, you know, there's a side of him that is playful, it's mischievous, he wears his heart on his sleeve, he is a maverick, the crowd loves him, and then, you know, does it hurt the team? And that's where, you know, I got to be the coach, and I'm fine with that. To date, he has not crossed the line. I think the thing that he and I spoke about is the taunting technical that could have happened.
Yep.
It easily could have happened. He gets that, you know, and I think you'd rather have, and that's who he is, you'd rather water that down than try to extract it. And I think he's just great for the city, and I think he's great for the league.
Brett, I want to pin you down. Are you coaching a playoff team?
I hope so, and I think we are. I've gone on record to say that is my goal for us. You know, I think that with Joel Embiid healthy, and moving us forward without any sort of unforeseen injury, that is our goal. It should be our goal. And every sort of thing that we speak about when we come in to practice or game day training or whatever is that of playoff standard. And because I have been lucky to have seen that, you know, 12 years in a row in my old job, you can say it is or it isn't quite clearly. And it lets me use it as a compass and sort of a benchmark to honestly speak to your team. And the guys are great. I mean, they want it as much as the coaching staff and the city wants it. And we're not backpedaling from that.
All right, last question, Brett. You know there's always a tough one at the end. I got to ask it. Tonight, apparently, the Philadelphia 76ers are rolling out the first ever meat pies at a game. Will the coach, Brett Brown, sample the meat pie because he's a team player?
I certainly will. And you know what, Angelo, this is what I know maybe as well as anybody. I lived in Australia for 17 years.
Oh, you know.
The meat pie to the Aussies is what the hot dog is to the Americans.
Yeah, and, so it's good.
And, yeah, well, yeah, you know, like it's generally a late night snack. I'll be all in.
Great. Brett, hey, thanks so much for doing this. I hope you and the Sixers organization has a terrific Thanksgiving. Thank you for coming on with us today.
Thanks, Angelo. Thanks, man. Bye-bye.
Brett Brown, Al, they got a playoff team.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.